Tom Francesca said he was part of the Australia, as the part of the original Australia Bank rugby camps, and you're doing some of the coaching here for the players, which is great to see, to get them involved in refereeing, because of course not everybody can be a Wallaby, not everybody can be a 400 game player for their local club, but everybody can get out there and get in the best seat of the house, and best seat in the house of being the referee, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You only have to look at some stuff that Angus Gardner's been doing the last couple of years, and he actually was given the World Rugby Referee of the Year award this year, so there's definitely some fantastic opportunity from anyone around Australian rugby to get into referee space.
But you've also got the likes of Will Houston, who had to pull up stumps in regards to playing because of a neck injury, but also Nick Berry, who was a professional player, again got hurt, but has been pushed through another pathway as well. How do you see the state of referees in New South Wales, and is it sort of growing and people getting stuck into it, or a bit of a chase to get officials?
I think we have about 13 associations around New South Wales with, you know, just over 1,000 referees, and they are all fantastic volunteers. We do have some difficulty getting officials on certain days, especially down in Sydney, but I think the way that refereeing has been promoted by the professionals, by the likes of Angus and Will, and particularly Nick Berry, as you said, coming from the playing pathway, I think we'll start to see a lot more players moving into refereeing when they hit that 28, 29, 30 and they want to stay active.
Yeah. What about referee abuse? Of course, Nick Gull a few years ago was attacked by a player, and that shocked everybody in the game, but Bob Hawes and all the crew down there dealt with it within the week. But still, it's one of those things that you can't allow to fly, because you see this in all the other sports. You know, rugby league, Aussie rules, it's quite acceptable to bag the official, and if not get to the point where you're close to attacking him, especially in the media as well. They sort of encourage this sort of stupid behaviour, and that sort of, you know, encourages people not to become referees, which is what we don't want to see.
Absolutely. I think one of the best things about rugby in this country is, and rugby worldwide, is we have that core value of respect, and respect particularly towards our match officials. And also, just to, as a side note, to Nick's credit, he's a fantastic referee. He has a very promising career ahead of him. And he's by no means did that get him down in any way. But just on the respect note and on the way that we do deal with abuse in New South Wales, we are fortunate enough with the assistance of Rugby Australia now to have a reporting system called Respect Rugby, where the referees are able to voice their concerns about incidents, and then we follow them up with competition managers and the local zones and unions and so forth.
New laws for 2019, what have we got going? Have we got a bit more laws tweaking and changing, or everything's just bedded down for the World Cup and then we'll start having a few more changes next year? Because certainly in regards to a lot of the stuff to keep the ball in play, such as taking the ball over the sideline and, you know, not putting the ball down in the goal line was a big one last year. But what are some of the things that have changed in regards to the laws for everybody to enjoy, from not only a Vodafone Super Rugby point of view and World Cup, but also at the grassroots end?
Yeah, absolutely. I think being World Cup year, there won't be any official law changes or any trials this year, because that cycle has come to an end. From the community side of things, we just have, as referees, have a continual focus on quick ball, time and space. But I think certainly on the TV side of stuff, Super Rugby and Test matches, you'll probably see a little less TMO, maybe a bit more focus on the neck rolls, and hopefully the Wallabies lifting the cup at the end of the tournament.
Come on, let's keep fitting them here. The New Zealand sides are allowed to neck roll anybody, especially Australian players, so let's steal a bit of reality, Tom. But by the same token, we can always live in hope. But Tom, you're doing a great job there at New South Wales Rugby in regards to the referees. Tom, Ron Mansfield does a great job coming out of the scrub, and also Alex Richards. And we would encourage as many people to get stuck into it and become a referee, and just need to go through the New South Wales Rugby website, nswrugby.com.au, click onto the officials link on top of the page, and you get your teeth into that.
Absolutely.